This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, A Constitution That Matters to People in Tunisia. The Organizers Forum delegation, coming from Canada, the United States, Italy, France, Kenya, Cameroon, began the morning appropriately with a briefing on the developments in Tunisia since the Arab Spring. A large Organizers Forum delegation had visited Egypt within the first year of the revolution, but we were disappointed to see the revolution slipping through the people's fingers. So now we had open ears and skeptical minds filled with hope. Leaders of the Jasmine Foundation began our day with a briefing that was outstanding in providing context for these developments. The co-founders, Dr. Tasmin Cherchi and Insadar Karichi, who are also our partners in building community organizations in Tunisia, gave us an encouraging, though frank, appraisal. After so many years of watching the contentious interpretations of the Constitution of the United States, it was almost exhilarating to hear our colleagues report on the process of writing the Constitution in Tunisia. Reacting to the fall of the dictatorship, there was huge emphasis on participatory democracy and weighing the voices of all sectors of the society, including the rural areas of the country that had triggered the revolution, but were often marginalized in practice. The commitment to inclusion was carried out as well, and insistence of equal representation of women, for example, in the parliament. Devolution was critical to the process since, until 2011, so much of government under the dictatorship was strictly top-down from the central government. The Constitution gave new powers to local municipalities and opened the way to municipal elections for the first time. Similarly, where there had been one-party rule for so long, the new Constitution also created an internal checks and balance system that prevented any one party from dominating the parliament, essentially forcing there to be coalition governments. The first legislative elections were dominated by an Islamic party, but they were moderated in coalition. The second was won by a more progressive party, but they also were forced into a coalition. We could see some of the impacts of these changes on the streets of Tunis. The first night we arrived, the debates were being televised on a huge screen along the Central Boulevard at full volume. Our friends reported that more than 3 million watched the debates. There are 26 candidates for the office, despite the fact that it is less powerful than the prime minister, and those had been winnowed from an initial list of 98. There are many differences of opinion expressed, including some that openly campaigned for a rollback of the revolution so that things could be as they were. Our speakers argued that that was an example of the openness in society now, because even the reactionaries were forced to declare themselves in public. Of course, they noted that implementation was not as robust as the process of writing the Constitution post-revolution. As always, there's much work to be done, but non-governmental organizations have soared to 25,000 in the wake of the revolution from only a couple of hundred before 2011. So there are plenty of organizations playing the role of watchdog. We're crossing our fingers and rooting for all of the warriors for democracy. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.